morning, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the results of the third quarter of 2017 of Grupo Sanborn. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risk and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation in English, and later we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Hosting this conference today, we have Mr. Mario Bermudez, CFO and Investor Relations, and Angelica Pena. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Angelica Pena. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Total sales increased 0.9% during the quarter, where Sears had a 2% increase. Llamas y Promusa decreased 2.0% and the other formats growth 4%. During the first 9 months of the year, the consolidated sales increased 5.5%, with Sears increasing 6.6%, Sanborns 0.2%, Promusa 9.6%, and other formats 9.1%. On the other hand, the same-store sales decreased from -1.8% in Sears, -3.1% in Sanborns, and -3.5% in Promusa. The net utility increased 2.2% with a margin that increased to 40.8%, where the sale costs increased 0.1% or minus the sales. The quarterly utility increased 2.3% with a margin of 8.5%. This is explained with greater operational expenses due to the increase in depreciation coming from remodelation expenses, greater power tariffs, as well as non-chargeable accounts. We reached 1.91 million, coming from the acquisition of 14% of the issued actions by Esrom to Sears Mexico Holdings. The utility fell 58.6%. The EBITDA, the quarterly one, was calculated excluding this extraordinary and increased to 1 million pesos, 11.5 less with a margin of the sales. The comprehensive result was positive and 2.3% minor the previous years, where we had net earnings with minor levels of cash. The net utility decreased 15.5%, total 687 million pesos, due mainly to the operational expenses. Considering the 13 to 16, the net utility fell 57.4%. During the quarter, the portfolio and the interest per credit kept their increase of double digits, increasing 10.1% and 13.6% respectively. The portfolio reached 11.6 million pesos and the credit holders were 211,000. The percentage of non-chargeable expenses increased for 3.1%, but even below the market. We have reinforced our measures to have a healthy portfolio. This quarter, debt was zero and the effective amount was 899 million pesos, reducing 47.5% compared to December 2016 due to the expansion plan and the remodelation of the quarter. With increases of inventory and customer portfolio, payment to suppliers, dividends, and the purchase of actions. Finally, in the third quarter, we opened a store, and considering the first days of October, we had 5 stores total. The expansion plan in 2017 will be 2 Sears, 1 Sanborns, and 7 iShops, in total 10 stores in the year. Yesterday, Sears concluded the renovation of the Perisur store and continued with the Centro Histórico store in Mexico City. Both were delayed since the earthquake. iShop concluded 4 renovations of a total of 8, and Sanborns will conclude the renovation of Perinorte this year. At the end of September, we had 1,191,000 square meters of commercial space. With this, I conclude my general comments. Now we can continue and proceed with the Q&A session. Thank you. Thank you. Now we will start with the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. First, we will receive questions and then English questions. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up a handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touchtone phone.
So my question is, in the fourth quarter, what are your opinions on some positive and negative aspects? For example, the earthquakes recuperation sales with replacement of white line or tool sales. Also, the general consumption has slowed down and the level of competition because of Christmas sales. That's my first question. Sergio, good morning. Mario Bermudez here. Well, the fourth quarter in 2017 is optimistic, according to us. I'm sure that white line, electrodomestics, and everything included in home is going to have a positive impact in terms of sales increase. That's our perception, at least. Now, in terms of consumption for the fourth quarter in general, we hope for it to be better than last quarter and at least have positive increments, increases in stores. Thank you very much. And my second question, in terms of expenses, do you believe that there will be a reduction for the next quarters? And what could be the components that could be reduced year after year? For example, remodelation expenses, power, energy, etc. Well, in terms of power, we are hoping to have a small reduction, yes. Hopefully fees go down. However, it's going to be an impact of plus minus 5%. Expansion, I'm sure, is going to be less than the expansion expense. Now, in terms of maintenance, we expect the same. And we've been controlling all of the expenses without affecting image and services of our stores. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you once again. If you do have a question, press star, then 1 on your touchtone keypad. We do have one question in the queue from Cabo Pablo Carrillo from BBVA Vancouver.
Vancomer. hello?
Go ahead and ask your question, sir.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask if you could highlight a little bit more about the underlying factors on the negative results, and what's kind of like the strategy to revert these. Also, on the expenses due to the earthquake, how much is already included in the expenses, and how much is still left over for what's needed to be fixed? And for the non-performing loans, just a little bit of color on what levels would be considered a little bit more alarming. Thank you.
Good morning. Well, what we are doing is providing the service products and quality products We are still working with our people. We are still updating our sales areas. We've seen some promotions, discounts that could be similar to 2016 by monthly activity. And we're also working on our credit card. Now, in terms of the earthquake expenses, well, they haven't had major impact since everything is covered by the insurance policies. I'm sure that there will be an impact in terms of our store in Sears Villacuapa. And the next quarter, we are estimating an impact between 0.5 and 1% in terms of sales. However, in terms of expenses or the probable impact due to the earthquake, we don't believe for it to be significant, since everything is covered by the insurances. Any other comment or question?
Yeah, regarding the non-performing loans, what levels would management consider to be a little bit more alarming? Thank you.
Aguirre, Director of Credit here, speaking. Before the earthquake, we had a slight increase in non-performing loans. However, we have two different types here. One is the coverage and the ones that cannot be collected. This has increased and it has impacted because of the lack of flow that we have within our economy for the account holder. However, the main units are in 3.5% of overdue accounts, and here we have 4.5% taken into account. So, of course, this is an expense that we didn't have additional compared to last year. And we also have our internet sales that we are just reflecting them for now. The overview that's being presented, evidently, is not an overview showing that the client immediately has that payment capacity that has been lost throughout the year. However, we've been in direct communication with those customers to offer the best way that they could cover their debt. So what are we expecting for the next quarter in terms of credit? Well, it will slightly increase, and in December we may have 0.50% more of arrears in the main units that we have, and we will reduce internet. So we consider that maybe we are growing in 0.28, 0.38 maximum at the end of the last quarter. Now next year, the expectation will be different depending on the behavior of the economy. Any other questions?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you, and once again, to ask a question in English, press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Okay, there are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call over back to Ms. Pena for closing remarks.
Once again, thank you for participating in Grupo Sanborn's conference call. If you have any additional questions, please reach us by phone or send us an email. We look forward to speaking with you again. Have a great weekend.